Hello, welcome to Pooler Podcast. My name is Andrew and I'm joined today by Chief Executive Ben Jeffries. How are you, Ben?
I'm good, Andrew. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. Thank you. Right. Obviously, last weekend, the club lost 26-11 away at promotion rivals RGC. And with Bargoed also beating Merthyr, the promotion race has tightened up again, hasn't it?
It has, but we're prepared for all eventualities, really. And I think the key thing is that when you ask a question like that, you've got to be careful because I think sometimes we think, oh, it's tightened up, it's heightened pressure, but we don't look at things like that. We've used the motto all season, but we take everything one game at a time. So it really made no difference to us what happened at Merthyr or Bargoed. We're focused on our own activity, and unfortunately we lost against RGC on the weekend. But I was extremely proud of the effort our players put forward. There were some battered bodies after that game. The effort was 110%. And history has shown with our squad that when we don't come away from a game victorious, lessons are learned very quickly. There's a great attitude within the camp. So it's on to the next game for us, which is Merthyr, and the preparation will be as professional as it always is. So whilst the table is closer than it was a week ago, we're just focused on being professional, doing our job, and I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank our whole team, our coaching staff, everybody involved with the club, because the dedication and commitment, we can't lose either way, because we've got all the right attributes within this club. The team, the culture within the team is brilliant, and I'm enormously proud and grateful. There's no panicking here. We are very happy with the progress we've made this season, and as I said, it's on to the next game, and let's look onwards and upwards.
And that next game is against Merthyr on the 18th of March. As a club, are you really looking forward to that?
I think so, yes. I mean, these are big games. Every game for us is just as important as every other game. We never go into a game, I think as the evidence has shown this season, looking like we've already considered we've got 5 points in the bag. Our players, our coaches, our volunteers, everybody is professional. Everybody knows that it takes 100% professionalism at all times. So Merthyr is just another opponent. Our squad will approach that just like they do for every other match. But yeah, we revel in these games, we enjoy them, we're enjoying the experience of competing for a promotion spot to the Principality Premiership next season. So yeah, we're really excited by it. These are the reasons why we're involved in club rugby, to enjoy close games against really tough opposition. And we are enjoying ourselves this season, and I think that's shown on the field largely. And we're a tight group, and we're very much looking forward to welcoming Merthyr to Pontypool Park. We had a great experience in Merthyr earlier on in this season, both on the field and off it. I felt Merthyr were very hospitable. We really enjoyed the day, and we're very much looking forward to giving them a very warm welcome to Pontypool Park.
And are you expecting a big crowd?
I would like to see a big crowd, quite frankly. At the end of the day, I've been involved in Pontypool Rugby Club for over 3 years now, and I've been promised big crowds, and you know there's a huge appetite for Pontypool Rugby out there, and I see it with about a core of about 500 people or so who have stayed so loyal to the club through its darkest days of the court case and us coming into it with 3 players on the books and literally rebuilding the club from the ground up. And we sort of increased our attendances for a couple of years. But this season, the attendances have been very disappointing, I have to say. I have to lead with that by saying again my thanks to those who have stuck with us. And no matter what happens on the field, off the field, they're always there, the same faces, giving us encouragement and support and some home truths when we've needed them, in fairness. But I would just call on anybody who has any affinity towards Pontypool Rugby Club to purchase a ticket, come down to Pontypool Park on Friday the 18th of March, and get behind the team. These things make a massive difference to us, and we need to see that there's an appetite for semi-professional rugby in Pontypool. Okay, I'm realistic. We're probably not going to see the days where the bank is full of people up to the top of the grass banks. I'm not sure Elfin Safety would allow that these days, to be honest. But we want to get that core of you know, the Pooler army, so to speak, to come back, because it makes a massive difference, and we are only here because we want to make the town of Pontypool proud. I know that there are a pocket of people out there who for whatever reason have decided to stay away, whether that is we're not in the Premiership or whether that's because of the WRU, so to speak, and what Roger Lewis, you know, did to the club in the eyes of the supporter. But that's all in the past. We are moving forward. We're an ambitious club. We are really, really pleased with the direction we've taken this season, and we just want more people to come and see what we're doing and get behind us.
And also, looking to matters off the pitch now, is there any news on the new backs coach?
We are working really, really diligently on finding a replacement, but it's similar to what happened last season when we decided to make a change in direction at the helm of the rugby management. We made a conscious effort back then to not rush the decision. We did that a couple of times, and I think it hasn't worked for us as a club or the person we would have appointed. So we've made a decision, but we're going to wait until next season before appointing a backs coach. We've got a very clear strategy on how we're going to manage that for the rest of this season. Louis Tonking as head coach and Leighton Jones as forwards coach are true leaders within our camp. They're doing a tremendous job, and our support team, people like Sean Rees, Emily Buckley, Angus Robertson, our medical staff, they're doing a great job. Everybody knows what they're doing. But we are looking for someone very specific, not only someone who is excellent at being a backs coach, but someone who fits our culture, respecting the club, respecting the values of the club, respecting the people within the club. History has shown itself that those who don't really conform to that culture don't normally survive all that long within our club. So it's important that we get that right. It's just as important what happens on the field as off the field and vice versa. So there won't be any news before the end of this season on the backs coach. But as long as people know that we're working really hard to find that replacement, and it's going very well, the future is bright for this club no matter what happens. We are a very tight group of people who only have the interests of Pontypool Rugby Club at heart. And again, I just urge supporters, get behind us, be that 16th man, and let's see where the rest of the season takes us.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, and thank you for talking to me today.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.